Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. It's so good to be with you. My name is Mike Campbell. This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to talk about the Word of God. This is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted Word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. We've been talking about understanding grace and trying to get the true meaning of what grace is about for the believer.
Right. And you know, grace is not something you earn. It's given to you through faith. You know, I think it's Ephesians 2:8. I don't know if you could pull that one up. Kind of throws you a curveball. I apologize for that. But I think it is Ephesians 2:8 that gives us a little insight into that. It's not by grace.
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to talk about.
For by grace you have been saved. In fact, today we really want to talk to you about saving grace, because the grace of God has appeared to all men. So grace is an ability for being saved. It gives us the ability. It appears to all men.
You've
gone too far.
I was looking at the difference between mercy and grace, and I thought it was pretty neat, because people tend to interchange those two words, but they're not the same thing. Mercy is not getting the punishment that you deserved, and grace is getting something you did not deserve. So there is a little bit of difference. If you've committed a crime and then you get mercy and you don't have to pay, you don't have to do your time for that, that's mercy. Grace is receiving something that we did not earn.
Right.
And our salvation,
our
blessings, our benefits, all those things we receive through grace, through faith. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith.
That's right. And it's not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. In fact, the measure of grace is the difference between what you deserve, which is hell, and what you get, which is heaven.
Yes.
Think about that. You deserved hell, but you're going to get heaven. Jesus took your place in death, so you could take his place in life. And that's why the Bible says he went down to the heart of the earth and preached to those who were being held in Abraham's bosom. And he led captivity captive up into the presence of God. So that now when you and I, who love God and are called according to his purpose, and we've obeyed him, when we die, we go straight to the presence of God, right? There's no more a holding area. We're straight up there, and we're getting something we didn't deserve because of something God did for us.
That's right.
You deserved hell because we've all sinned. What does the Bible say? For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
We deserved it, but we're not getting it because God is doing something
great. Let's read this again. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So there's nothing you can do to receive salvation except to ask him to come in as your Savior. That's all we have to do. There's no works that you can do.
So we want to talk about saving grace, standing grace, and serving grace over the next two sessions here. And so, you know, saving grace is the impartation of God's life to us. Mm-hmm. It's the life of God in me. I mean, you don't get the life of God until you say yes to his grace that appeared to all men, which is Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the world.
That's right.
And once you say yes, listen to me. Once you say yes, the impartation of God's life is deposited down inside. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
And I mean, it's exciting. So this saving grace means God's power is released toward and working in an individual, justifying and making him a new creation. You got a scripture.
And actually Titus 3:7 says that having been justified by his grace.
Woo, justified, baby.
We should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You know, you and I are working on new wills.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. We were talking about just yesterday, we were working on our new will, and we're looking at the heirs, and we're looking at the grandchildren's trust, and we're looking at all those different things. But basically, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ once we become believers.
That's right.
And everything that is God's, his nature, his property, his blessings all become ours because we are his heirs. And that's what it says here. It says that having been justified by his grace, nothing that we could do, by his grace, we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
I love that. I mean, that's so significant. And what's verse 5 say? Titus 3:5. What does verse 5 say? Do you have?
I have it.
Yeah, 3:5.
3:5 says, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
See, that's God depositing his life down on the inside of us. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the most exciting news we could possibly bring to you, is that you deserved hell, but you're going to get heaven if you'll accept Jesus Christ and live for him. All right. I know we're going to get hit. You know, you're not telling people they got to do this. You just need to accept Jesus. Then you work with the Holy Spirit and grow spiritually, desiring the sincere milk of the word so that you can receive the blessing of the Lord.
That's right.
And it's great. And then that moves us over to the standing grace, doesn't it, Jada?
The standing grace.
Which is the impartation of God's strength in your life. All right. Everybody remember Samson, don't you? Well, he had the anointing upon him, and that was God's ability. And so standing grace just means God's power released toward and working in an individual, strengthening him and enabling him to stand victorious.
That's right. It actually says in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Now you can come boldly because you are justified. You can come boldly to the throne of grace, not timidly, not wondering if you have the right to be there, but it says you can come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So standing grace is the grace that gives us the ability, number one, to know that we have the right to be there.
That's right. Come on,
grace. And number two, to have the confidence that when he hears us, he answers our prayers.
Yeah. And man, see, this is good. And it's based on his operational grace, based on his character.
Right.
You know, God hears us when we pray. I love that in 1 John 5:14-15. And this is the confidence that we have, that if we ask anything according to his will, you know, I'm convinced that sometimes we're not getting our prayers answered. We're not asking according to the will of God. James says sometimes you ask amiss. Mm-hmm. All right. So, but if we ask anything according to his will, we know he hears us. Right. Listen to me. Here's a prayer that I know God hears. When a sinner cries out to be forgiven, boom, shaka, Jesus comes immediately. The Holy Spirit comes into that person's life. The blood of Jesus washes away their sin. And so we need to understand that. I love that verse of scripture. The confidence we have is that when we pray, he hears us. And because we know that he hears us, we have the petition we desire.
Right.
You can't know that God hears you until you know the will of God, until you are growing in the knowledge of God.
Right.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is that standing grace,
right,
you know, that God wants us to have. It's just not for getting into the kingdom of God. It's for the ongoing work in your life once you are in. That's what's so important.
You know, and the knowledge of God, growing in your knowledge of God, gives you that confidence of who he is. And therefore, he's going to do what he says he's going to do.
Right.
That he's full of integrity. He's full of mercy. He's full of long suffering. He loves us unconditionally. But if you don't know him, if you only know the God of Aunt Sally that told you that God's going to get you if you don't do right.
Yeah.
If you only know the God of some church you were brought up in, but you don't have the true revelation of who he is, then you're not going to be able to walk in the fullness of the grace that God has for us. It says that his benefits are ours now that we receive Jesus Christ, but we don't know those benefits. We don't know the power of our grace until we have the knowledge of him.
Yeah.
So growing in the word is what grows the knowledge of what the grace and the benefits
are. That's right. And Acts 4:33 tells us that. It says, great grace was upon them, and they had great power
to witness.
To witness.
Now, people who say they don't know how to witness, you need to be going to the Lord. You need to be listening to the Holy Spirit, because he will give you the words to speak. He will give you the opportunity to speak.
That's right.
And witness.
Well, we're going to pick this up tomorrow, and then we'll pick up our last grace, which has to do with benefits for how we're called. You know, one of the things to think about is saving grace is available to all of humanity. Standing grace is available to believers. It doesn't affect the whole population because mm-hmm. they're not inside the kingdom.
Right.
And then that third grace that we were talking
serving
about.
Serving grace.
Which
that's
is serving
for all
grace.
Believers as well.
Well,
no.
It varies based on believer according to the gifts.
Yes, but it is for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, it is for everyone.
All right.
And that's a good one to cover tomorrow.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, I'm excited. Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for the goodness of God. And Lord, thank you for the saving grace and the standing grace, the serving grace that's upon our lives so that we can be who you called us to be. We honor you and thank you. Thank you. We're not getting hell. We're getting heaven. Mm-hmm. And we honor you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow buttons right down there so that your family members and friends can get connected with PM in the AM. I thank you that you're on here with us every day, and we appreciate
it. Yes, we do.
And don't forget, if you're on YouTube, that you subscribe now to Mike Campbell Ministries, and you can follow what we're doing around the world.
Hey, it is so good to be with you. Be sure and join us again tomorrow at the same bat time, same bat channel. We'll wrap up this week's session right here on PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
God bless.